Let's dive into a conversation now with David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Hey, Mr. Hochberg, how are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen to you, all chipper and stuff. Just like on Saturday mornings, we hear you Saturdays from 10 to 1 on Home Sweet Home Chicago. You been good?
I've been absolutely fantastic. It's nice to see the sun. So that's a good way to start the month, buddy. Let me just leave it at that. A little gray in January, as you already covered. So, it's a good day.
I think you'd like to see the interest rates a little lower, too.
Actually, you know what? They've been going in the they've kind of turned the corner a little bit, and they've been going down. So I'm happy with the way things have started the year for our listeners looking to buy a home and eventually refinance a home, because you're buying the home and renting the rate. You can't fight the interest rates. And where you're at today is still kind of high that we've seen in the past 20, 30 years. And hopefully as we come out of this inflation stagnation that we're seeing here, the Fed will stop raising rates. We'll know what the Fed chairman is going to do later today. You know, there's indications he's going to raise it a quarter now, or a couple of weeks ago it was a half a point. So listen, if he starts slowing down the increases and then maybe stops the next time they meet, that's a great sign that things are going in the right direction.
How high did they get? Where are they now for a 30-year fixed, no points?
Well, there's a lot of variables that go into it, but if you're the plainest, white breadest, no credit risk, as boring of a borrower as you get, which is what you want when you go to buy a home, you're in the sixes. I'd say about 6-8 weeks ago, you were in the sevens. So, you're really... The place you don't want to be exciting is in your credit score.
Yeah, right.
But well, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
First-time home buyers, it's a whole different ballgame. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, do tell me about what you think about first-time home buyers.
Yeah, there was a huge decrease. What the agency saw, the Federal Housing Finance Authority, which governs Fannie and Freddie, saw last year due to the meteoric increase in interest rates, they saw a drop off of first-time home buyers by about 30%. And at the end of last year, what they did was they came in with an incentive to stimulate the first-time home buyer market, which is classified as anyone who hasn't purchased a home in the past 3 years. They removed all of their loan-level price adjusters. What does that mean? That means if you have lower credit scores, you would pay a higher rate. If you were buying a condo at less than 25% down, you'd pay a higher rate. So what they did was they eliminated all of the loan level price adjusters for any borrower with a household income, or if you were buying a home with an average median income of below 100% of the area, which in the Chicagoland area, the average median income is about $107,500, I believe. So a lot of our listeners, or the kids of our listeners, or grandkids or nieces and nephews,
yeah,
that might not have known about that. I've been talking about it every time I come on a radio show and on my show on Saturdays, that this is a huge, and on the ads I'm running, this is a huge opportunity for first-time homebuyers to get in the game at the lowest levels on rates that they've seen in a long time.
Hmm. Are there ARMs out there right now?
Yeah, the ARMs are tough, John, because the big lenders know that the rates are going to come down. So the pricing for ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, really have not been there in the past 12 to 18, 24 months as the rates started going up. I'd say in the past 12 months as the rates started skyrocketing, because you've got these huge servicers and these huge lenders that are going to put all this money into originating these loans. And then when the rates come down, and if we put you into when the rates were at 7.5, just as an example, and if we put you into an ARM at 6.25, for example, and it's a point and a quarter difference, as the rate comes down, when you get to 6.25, you're going to refinance out of that ARM into a 30-year fix, because you got the same rate but less risk, because you've got it over 30 years. So the adjustable rate mortgage market, unless you're in the jumbo category, which is above $700,000 today, it's been very, very limited for the past 12 months. But I do anticipate once we get down into a stabilized market, after the inflation has been curbed and after the Fed stops messing with the interest rates, you'll start seeing the adjustable rate mortgages come back, and that will be a great product for a lot of our listeners that are looking only to stay in a home or a property for a short period of time.
like less than 5 years.
5 to 7. And back in the day, there were 5, 7, 10, and 15-year ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages. So, again, it comes down to which shoe fits your foot the best, mm-hmm. right? And I use the leather belt example as well, right? I mean, why buy a 42-inch belt if you've got a 30-inch waist, right? I mean, why go and in that example, the 42-inch belt would be the 30-year fixed loan. If you know that you're going to only be in a home for 4 or 5 years until the kids graduate school, right? Until the kids get out of high school, you know you're putting that house on the market because you don't want to pay the 12 to 20 grand worth of real estate taxes anymore. So if you've got your kids going into school, into high school, and you know within 4 years, go into a 7-year ARM, right? You pick up 3 years more security instead of a 5-year, which you might save a quarter of a point. Again, it all comes down to what risk level our borrowers have. And, you know, I'm sure you're getting texters, adjustable rate mortgages are horrible. They're not horrible. They're great products when used in the right situation for the right borrowers.
Well,
when
for sure. But I mean, right now, an ARM doesn't really offer a much lower rate anyway.
You can't get an ARM today, right? It's tough to get an ARM today on a conventional loan.
Hey, David Hochberg, can you escrow taxes in an ARM, like a 7-year ARM?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You could escrow taxes and insurance, and you could, or just one of those if you wanted to, or you could waive them if you wanted to.
Well, you
sure,
know, if the Fed raises the base, raises the rate 25 basis points, then that's still an increase. You know, I keep thinking of that as that's less. It's less than 50 or 75, but doesn't that increase the cost of borrowing then? 25 basis points is not good for real estate, is it?
Well, here's what you got to understand, and our listeners have to understand. The Fed handles the short-term rates, and mortgages are based upon the 10-year bond. Okay, so the Fed didn't start increasing rates until, I believe, March, April of last year. The mortgage market knew what the Fed was going to do and reacted and started increasing rates in the middle of January last year and just didn't. And then those rates kept going up, you know, because they were ahead of all of the Fed raises.
Right.
So, Fed's probably going to raise rates today, and the mortgage rates have been sliding down.
Yeah,
so what
right,
the bond
right.
traders are thinking about, they're anticipating that the Fed chair is going to slow these increases or stop them in the future. So the bond traders, the guys and gals down at the board, are already anticipating that we've got inflation under control. If we could get the jobs under control and all of this stuff and take care of wages and all the other variables that go into what the Fed chairman makes his decision on. The most interesting, if our listeners want to find out more information, listen to his question and answer segment. I think it's in a day or two. He'll come out today and announce what they're going to do, and then he'll sit down in front of reporters for about 45 minutes to an hour. If you really want to learn about what's going on in the economy, it's an easy listen. It's fascinating. And I just block off my day and listen to all the questions and listen to how he answers it, and you could tell where they're going, and then the bond traders are going to trade in anticipation or what he's going to say, in anticipation of what he's going to say.
Yeah, right.
And then when he actually says it, then they trade one way or the other and correct.
Yeah, you'll see a swing sometimes, a significant swing between the number and then the comment. That happened last time.
Yep.
What about this? 708 says, we owe $100,000 on our mortgage. Should we pay it off? Our rate is 4.75%.
You know, a lot of variables go into that, right? Can you earn more than 4.75% today in another investment? I am. My financial planner's got me in some type of muni bonds that are paying 5, almost 6%. So why would you pay off a mortgage in this economic environment with all the uncertainties and dump $100,000 into your house right now until we get through this fog and see where we're going? Cash is king. I said that a year and a half ago on another radio station, and everybody's like, what does that mean? I'm like, cash is king. Okay, stay in cash. And then once we get through this malaise and the fog lifts and you know where we're going, yeah, if you got nothing better to do with your money and you can't earn more than 4.25%, 4.5%, then pay off your mortgage. But I'm not a big fan of paying off mortgages. That's just me. I like leverage.
I'm out of time.
I could come back tomorrow if you like.
Well, you'll be on Saturday for 3 hours.
I know.
With
I appreciate the time. And you You're awesome, and your listeners are great, and I appreciate you having me on today, bud.
It's 11:27. David hosts Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 to 1 on WGN Radio, and you can always call him at 855-56-DAVID with more of your questions. Okay, my friend, stay well.
Take care, bud. Bye.